Our hope and only expectation is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever and never forsakes the works of his own hands. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from him that is, and that was, and that is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten of death, and the prince of all the kings of the earth. Amen. Let's continue our service by singing Psalm 110, the third stanza. Let all who seek thee now rejoice, yea, glad in thee abide, and loving thy salvation say, the Lord be magnified. The third stanza, 110. Scriptures can be found in the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, the first chapter, the verses 1 through 18. Romans 1, verse 1 through 18. But before we listen to the holy law of the Lord.
And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Romans 1, starting at verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to every one that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness.
Let's seek the face of the Lord in prayer. Out of our homes, out of our rooms, thou hast called us this very morning into the house of prayer, where if thou hast said, where two or three are gathered together, I will be in the midst of them. That's our hope for this morning, that thou would be in the midst of us, like thou hast been as the raised Savior in the midst of the apostles, and still with thy Godhead, grace and truth, thou wilt be in the midst of thy people. First we pray, Lord, that thy kingdom might be extended, that new births in thee might happen, new creatures might be recreated by grace, by a true faith in Christ alone. But also that in the life of thy people, thy name might be glorified, not dishonored, but magnified in times of trial, in times of goodness, in times of prosperity, in times when it seems to be that all things are against us, but they are not. For everything needs to work for good, for thou hast called them into it. Lord, we pray for those who couldn't be here today, the weak, the old in age, those who are in institutions. We pray, Lord, for the sick at home, for the widows and the widowers, for those loneliest, having no family around, that thou mightest know them, and thy presence is more than the presence of thousands around. Lord, we pray that thou would open the scriptures unto us, but not only here, also in the catechism classes. Give the elders, opening, and prepare the hearts of those who want to go to catechism class. Give them a heart to attend to thy word, that thou would indwell them by thy spirit to be taught in the only way, truth and life, which is in thy dear Son. Thou hast promised, O Lord. Thou hast said, for I am thy God. For the promise is unto you and to your children. We plead upon thy promises. For those children who are far away and decided not to go to church and leave the religion they are brought up in. But also, Lord, we pray for those who don't know the ways, as strangers to themselves and to thee, that from eternity thou would go down to their hearts, draw them with cords of compassion and goodness, draw them to thyself, out of this dark world to that glorious light. In thee thou art a light and love, an everlasting light, because discovering and covering, when that light is discovering, we fear, but when it's covered and covering us, that light in heaven, Christ, we rejoice, humbly glorifying thee for a wonder of all wonders. Lord, we pray, open for us the scriptures. Thou hast taught us, but give us the liberty to preach and to hear, and that thy word might be applied by thy spirit to the hearts. Lord, remember the work of mission in Malawi, the work of mission where it might be in the world. Remember the ministers around here and everywhere where they preach, our students, the students in Montreal, the students in Serbia, where Mina hopes to go and teach them the Reformed doctrines of sovereign grace. Indeed. Lord, we pray for the work in Haiti and Suriname, and also we have also asked for Malawi, where ministers are sent. 220 congregations are led by elders who don't know for sure the truth. Teach them, that thy spirit may guide them into all truth. O Lord, work mightily among them. Remember the education of students. We pray for the students in the congregation. We pray for Zach Dodson when he has a small congregation in the United States. Put there, give him hope in thee, and a walk by faith, not by seeing, but by believing, trusting that thy ways are higher than our ways and thy thoughts are higher than our thoughts. We pray for the government that they may make the right decision concerning, especially in Ontario, concerning the education. And we know, Lord, there's something wrong when we tell our children things they should be taught by the parents in a secret and humble way, not expose them to all sins, for the sin is in us and the desire is wrong. Let our government, Ontario, be strong. Revoke the law that exposes our children to wrongdoings. Thou art mighty to do it. And if not, Lord, make us stable. Remember our children. Remember our schools. Not only knowing the truth, but experiencing it. Given the teachers, the boards, the homeschoolers, the fear of thee, to teach them the ways in Christ. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Remember catechism classes again. The Lord's Day, Sunday school. Ah, we have asked a lot, but thou hast said, ask to me, and I'll give it in the name of my dear Son. And that's our pleading ground. Thy dear Son, thy special dear Son, the dear Son of thy people, the dear Savior of those who are undone. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Congregation, the text verses for this morning will be 15 through 18. So as much as is in me, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who hold the truth in unrighteousness. This text, verse 17, is the text by which Luther was released from the burden of sin and brought to the liberty in Christ Jesus. I've seen that little gate while he had to walk upstairs, and in a little room somewhere in the cloister, there was he day and night praying. He wanted to serve God by the law, but he couldn't. He couldn't. There came a moment that he was angry with God. He says, how art thou requiring what I can do? And he struggled under the burden of sin and impossibilities. Till that moment that God revealed himself to him out of 1:17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. There he saw for the first time the righteousness, or the obedience to God, is a gift of God, not a requirement. It's grace, sovereign grace, eternal grace. The first time he saw it. And do you know what he said? Heavens were open to me. I got for the first time my doctor. had. I had been a doctor in theology, but now I got to be a doctor in truth. And from that day on, he preached the righteousness of Christ alone to save sinners. And if you have seen his pulpit, and I saw it, on that black, on that pulpit, it's a round pulpit, not big. There is said this word, from this pulpit, the gospel went all over the world, and it was going all over the world. John Owen, God used Luther in the explanation of the book of Galatians for the conversion of John Owen. An English teacher, Calvin, was introduced to the doctrines of grace, John Owen, Calvin, and many, many others. God used this little monk to be liberated in Christ Jesus as a mighty means in the world to preach the gospel all over the world, to set people free to serve God by grace, not by the law, by faith, not by the law. In the way of the law, but not by the law. And well, congregation, therefore this text is important, but there is an important thing in this text. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. We would say from faith is enough. And if you look to people, how they explain it from faith to faith, they say continuing faith, but I don't believe it. It's from faith, it's out of faith. Out of faith in Christ, I'm righteous before God. But to faith is walking by faith, for there are three things to be known spiritually. In the book of Romans, in the book of Galatians, and therefore in the Heidelberg Catechism, that's misery, deliverance, and thankfulness. God said to Moses, my people shouldn't serve the Pharaoh anymore. They should serve me. Lead them out to Canaan, to the land of liberty, to serve me by grace alone, by faith alone. So two things, ex faith, out of faith, to walk by faith. Thankfulness. Why are we created? To be fruitful in the kingdom of God. How can we? By law? Only by faith in communion with Christ. Without me, you can't do anything. That's grace. God uses his people for his own glory. But we'll deal with it text by text. And sing now first, 1, 2, 3, and 5 from 108. 1, 2, 3, and 5 from 108. The apostle of the heathens, not the Jews. Peter was it. And therefore he had a desire to meet him and to be fruitful in the congregation of Rome. And therefore in 15 he says, "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are in Rome also." He says, "I'm ready. I'm desirous to come and see it and preach the gospel unto you, that I might have some fruits also among you." And then he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." For the Greek, it was foolishness. A crucified Savior, a condemned Savior, to be the Savior of his people. It was foolishness. We are easily adapted to it, for we know it's a power of God unto salvation, we know it. But if you have never heard the gospel, and the heathens had never heard the gospel, they think, what is this? A crucified Savior, condemned to death, to be the Savior of his people? But he says, "I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed among the Greek who says it's foolishness to preach the gospel unto you. I'm not ashamed of a Savior who was foolishness in the eyes the people to whom he preached. I'm not ashamed. We shouldn't be ashamed to preach the gospel to the Muslims, although they say, how can it be that a crucified Savior can save sinners? We shouldn't be ashamed of him who took the cross upon him to save people from the curse of God and bring them in communion of peace with the God of our creation. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Listen, the gospel of Christ. Christ is the gospel. He is the salvation. We always think he gives salvation, that's true. But he gives it in communion with him. He doesn't say, I give you salvation and now I'm separated from you. No. By faith in him. And what faith? Faith is uniting he in me and I in him. He is my salvation. And by faith, I'm saved in him. Do you hear? We always want to be a saved people. But it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is the gospel. He is the gospel. And what's the gospel? That's saving from the wrath of God. That's saving from the wrath of God. God is holy. And he can't see any sin, or he has to punish it. That saving from the wrath of God. He was crucified under the curse that I might be blessed by faith in him. That's what Paul says here. That's the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. To you that are in Rome also. He had been over everywhere. He has been in Britain. He has been in Spain. He has been in Turkey, walking, sailing, being persecuted. He preached all over the world in the Roman Empire. And they are going out today to the ends of the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? For it's a power. It seems to be a weak Savior. But out of weakness he got strength. It seems to be a weak Savior who is crucified, judged, condemned, but he is raised. It's a power of God unto salvation. The gospel. If God applies the gospel to your heart, it's a power of God unto salvation. You'll know the power of it. Pull your glory out of darkness to his marvelous light. From your old rotten nature to be a new man in Christ. I can make a communist. I can make a socialist. I can make a capitalist. But I can't convert a person. I can't. God does. It's a power. When he speaks to you, he speaks with power. He draws you, irresistible, out of the darkness to his marvelous life. How? By preaching the gospel. Long gospel. I come to it. Preaching the gospel. God converts by the preaching of the word, by faith in Christ. People out of darkness, out of the sins, to God. It's a power unto salvation. What's salvation? Salvation is being released from the wrath of God. By nature, we are all under the wrath of God. By nature, we are all under the wrath of God. Therefore, what's salvation? I'm not anymore under the wrath of God. I have peace with God. My sins are forgiven. And I'm made by God in Christ, by repentance and faith, a new creature, a new creature, to walk by faith. By faith, saved. Salvation, to walk by faith. Well, congregation, for everyone that believes, it's the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believes. Not for everyone that says there is a way to salvation. For everyone that has a saving faith, that exercises a saving faith. It's not said here that's given faith. I have faith in my pocket. No, the word says here exercising faith. Believing. Do you know the difference? You might have legs to walk, but when you sit, you don't use your legs, isn't it? But Paul says, using, exercising faith that God has worked in your heart. I believe, not I know. I believe. I believe. That's a gift. That's an exercising of trust in Christ alone. Why do I say this? Now we go to the catechism classes and the doctrines of grace are taught. But the letter kills. And only the Spirit makes life. It's good that you know the truth, but it's going to have from here to here, to your heart. For with the heart one believes, and with the mouth man confesses unto salvation. Now Paul speaks here about believing. To the Jews first. Already in the Old Testament they believed. And when the fullness of the Jews came, for the time, he preached to the heathens. You know the book of Acts, I have dealt with it last week, and said that there came a moment that Paul says, I'm not preaching to the Jews anymore. I'm now preaching to the heathens. Until the time of the heathens are full again. And I'm not dealing with it, it comes later. In the same book of Romans, 9 through 11. Paul deals with the old Jewish nation, the old covenant people. For therein, and now I come to the point, is the righteousness of God revealed. We by nature, because we are created like it, want to be obedient by ourselves. When Luther was hit by the law of God, he feared. And by fear, he wanted to please God. And I think even a child of God knows these things. When God hits you by the law, you want to serve God by fear. By obeying the law. By doing and leaving. We have a conscience. And when your conscience is pricked, you say, I have to turn my life. This is not going good with me. And Luther felt that he had to turn his life. This wasn't going good with him. And he feared. He says, Holy Anna, help me. And Holy Anna, Anna was the mother of Mary. He said, Holy Anna, help me. He says, now I'm going to the cloister. And I want to serve God and fear him. There he went. And the more he came to the knowledge of himself that he did want and couldn't serve God properly. He couldn't. For the law is given for one reason. Tell me, what's the reason of law? To do it? No. It's added unto you for the trespasses, to show you trespasses. Again, we have dealt with law. And you know, yesterday, or last week, I said, what? Thou shalt not steal. What presupposes it? If I say to my child, thou shalt not steal, that's the law. Would I say it to him? Tell me, why would I say it to him? He has stolen, therefore I say it. Thou shalt not steal. It presupposes stealing, lying, not serving God like he should, having other gods before you. It's convictional, the law. But do you know, Luther thought he could walk by the law. Seriously. Righteously. Pleasing God. But the more he was in the law, the less peace he had. And he got angry. He says, thou hast given me a law and I can't do it. He got mad, we say. There came a moment that he was so angry at God that he always obliged him to be perfect. And he tried to be it and he couldn't be it. Have you been in that state, in that way? For God doesn't let his law go. You need to be perfect. That's right. You need to obey perfectly to the law of God. You are created like it. But do you? Yeah, Pastor, I taught you, changed my life. How far are you then? Be honest. Yeah, Pastor, I can't help it, but you could help it because you're fallen away and you continue in sin ways. I might even have a person here, a girl or a boy, he says, I give it up. It's worthless. I'm a sinner and there's no hope for me anymore. That's the moment of grace. That's the moment of grace. For enemies are reconciled to God by the revelation of the gospel. Now, what's revelation? Revelation is something that's unknown before. It was unknown to Paul. It's unknown to every convicted sinner. The gospel is unknown. You think you have to serve God by doing and leaving. All around here, they all want to do God serving by doing and leaving. And I promised you to do it. I tell you my own story. But do you know what? I became a hypocrite and I didn't dare to pray anymore. For I promised and I didn't do it. There has to be a revelation to you. Christ has to be revealed to you. To be saved. Therein is the writings of God revealed. What is revealed? That God gives the obedience of Christ to you. And then you are perfect. The judge gives his obedience to you, a perfect obedience of Christ. That's faith. That's the gospel of Christ. But it has to be revealed to you. In the moment that you're thinking it's over and out, that threat is cut, and there I go down. That's the moment of revelation. Where your works are testifying against you, your mouth is not truth speaking anymore, you don't get to pray because God knows you're a hypocrite. Then the righteousness of God is revealed to you. Christ says, let me obey the law for you. And if you believe in me, I have obeyed it for you. First revealed to you, then received by faith. I just spoke to people or heard from people saying, I've seen the gospel, I've seen the possibility. I've seen something glorious. But I just added to it and said, you can see it, you can have heard it, you can have tasted the good word of God, but do you believe it? Is there union? He in me, and I am in. That happens the moment of revelation. There you're in Christ, a new creature, as if you had never sinned or done any evil. That moment revealed was revealed to Luther. He went up crawling the stairs under the burden of sin and hypocrisy. He thought, my last moment. But in that cellar, God revealed Christ to his soul. And do you know? He told later his story. He came down from the chair, from the stairs, rejoicing in God. God doesn't require it. Yeah, he requires it. But what he requires, he gives. If you're in Christ Jesus, believing, revealed to your soul, you're perfect. You're perfect. And if you're perfect, there is communion with God. That's love. Peace and love. And my dear congregation, it must be revealed. For it's an unknown matter for a man under conviction. And when I see people, they say, how is it to you? I should be better. I said, no, you should not be better, you should be new. Yeah, but I can help it, I sin a bit, but yeah, everyone does it, so. No, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't. I shouldn't. But the moment God revealed himself to me, I was perfect in his sight, had peace with God, as if I had never sinned. New creation in Christ in paradise. I'm not going further, but this is what Luther experienced. That what God requires, he gives. He requires full obedience, perfect obedience, and he gives it. That's the righteousness of man. That's the righteousness of God revealed to the souls. That's it. And if you spoil it, then you have just to add a little thing to it. Then you spoil it. It's all or nothing. It's not half a righteousness. It's all or nothing. He is a full Savior, says the Catechism, or he is nothing of you. You find all in him, or you have nothing. Not have a Savior, but have a righteousness. From faith, out of faith, from faith. Originally in the Greek it said, ek, out of faith. As a fruit of faith in Christ, I'm righteous before God. His righteousness is mine righteousness. Of faith. To faith. But let's first think. 243, 5, 6, and 15. 243. Thou art my Father, shall he cry, my God, my rock of refuge high. And at 6, for him my mercy shall endure. And 15, blessed be the Lord forevermore. 5, 6, and 15. not only his righteousness, but by his blood he washes you from all sins from the past. He washes you from all sins from the past. He washes you from all sins of the past. He washes you whiter than snow. He washes you to be holy, as if you have never sinned, nor done any evil. Not only obedience to the law, but also obedience to the sacrifice, as a sacrificial lamb, to sacrifice by his blood, that you might be washed by the application by faith in him of all your sins, as if you were clean in the sight, and you are clean in the sight of God. But congregation, I'm not going deeper into these things. I normally deal with it. But the text says more. It's out of faith to faith. Well, if you're really a Christian, you're called to serve him. There are three pieces to be learned: misery, redemption, and gratitude. Why are we created? To live in communion with God and to serve him. The word says, reign this world, animals, for my glory. Serve me. Worship me. Live in communion with me. And we could in paradise. Well, Pastor, now I'm saved and now I'm going to go by the law. If you go by the law, wrath is kindled again to you. For the law has only one purpose, to convict. And Christ is crucified in vain. Do you understand this? This is difficult to understand. Eh? If you really use the law again in the piece in the last part of the catechism, in thankfulness, then wrath is kindled, says Paul. We come to it in the book of Romans. And you again try to do what you can do. You forsake the righteousness of Christ and start anew by obeying yourself. Paul says, I never built it up again, what I've broken down. My self-righteousness, he says. Do you think that I'm building it again? I'm not building it again. What then? Now let me give an example of what the Lord Jesus himself said. Without me, you can't do anything. That's grace. That's walk. By faith. What God gives you to believe, do that. Then you pray in faith, because you know what God gives you to believe. And if you pray in faith, you get it. You go to the Old Testament, and I have an example. They came out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, by blood. Went through the Red Sea and entered into the desert. How did they walk in the desert of this life? By two things, manna and water. And they had to walk by faith. God says, I'll try you with my manna. They sinned, murmured, but the manna didn't stop. Who is the manna? That's an example of Christ, the living bread. Only by Him I can serve Him. He's God. God. By faith in Him. Now, let me explain it a bit better. Not under obligation, but out of love. Not by a law that condemns me, but a law that is finished. The law of liberty. Not using the liberty for your own desires, but using the liberty for the service of God. For a slave is not a child. And a child has liberty. In the finished work of Jesus. Therefore it says, by faith, through faith, walking by faith, not only the bread. That's Christ, the manna. But also by water, that's the Spirit. And if you're led by the Spirit, you are a child of God. And I speak to the children of God. Does the Spirit speak to you? Yeah. Does the Spirit say, do this? Yeah. Can you grieve the Spirit? Yeah, you can. Paul wanted to preach in Bithynia and somewhere else, and the Spirit didn't allow him. He had to go to Macedonia. And those who are led by the Spirit of Christ, if the Spirit of Christ isn't in you, you don't belong to Him, says Paul. I can't do it. We don't walk by the law. We walk according to the law, but not by the law. I've said it before and I come to it. If you go on a stair, there might be a rail. But you don't walk on the rail. You walk on the steps of the stair, isn't it? There you rest. But the rail is directing you. That's a stair. You made my rail downstairs. And I use the rail to get grip. But I stand on the steps. The fundament. And that's Christ. And those who are led by the Spirit, and I come to it in the third part of the Romans, they are the children of God. And then you have a strife. Then you've got a battle with your own. With your own rotten nature. But one thing I'll tell you, the Spirit is more strong than your flesh. You will overcome it in due time. And therefore Paul said at the end of his life, I've striven the good fight. I've fought the good fight. Now I will be delivered of the body of sin to serve God eternally without sin in newness, eternal newness. And congregation, now honest, do you start your farm Monday morning? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving Day, eh? By faith? Can you move your thumb without faith? Can you make a plan without knowing what God wants you to do? Yeah, but Pastor, you not only know it what you have to do. No, therefore, the main purpose, the main thing of thankfulness is not the law, living according to the law, knowing your sins of your old nature, but prayer. Direct my feet, open my eyes, show me the way. I don't know it. And God will do it. That's not your way. That's not your pious way. That's not the way Job had ever expected. That's not the way Joseph had ever expected when he was thrown in jail, accused of sexual harassment. It's not the way Joseph thought, but it's the way of faith. God would lead him. When he came, and again, congregation again, I hope you know these things. When he came to the bottom for 3 years in jail without a reason, the Bible says he came to the dead. He said, that's over. Then God made him a dream, the Pharaoh, and he was pulled out of jail for the glory of God. God sets you even outside of your work. Outside of your endeavors. Paul says, I work more than everyone, but not me, but grace that is with me. That's faith. And God gives you sometimes to do what you don't want to do. And God gives you sometimes to suffer what you don't like to suffer. I show Paul what he will suffer for my namesake. And there he sits in the guard in the prison of Philippi, and 12 o'clock he sings the glory of God. The best time he had ever in his life in jail. No, Pastor, you don't know what I'm saying. He glorified his God. Like Rutherford in the London jail and prison. Yeah, but Pastor, not everyone is led by all the difficulties. Everyone has them. Family-wise, personally-wise, calling-wise. I always want the best. God says, no, my ways are higher than your ways. Yeah, but I have this. Shh. If it's not by faith, it's nothing. Exercising faith. But that's opposite to flesh. Do you understand? Am I difficult? No, then the Bible is difficult. But the Bible isn't difficult. By many tribulations, in hope against hope, you will enter in Canaan. Is it past? Yeah, it is. For God is more than all my enemies. And who shall condemn me if he is for me? Scolded. Blamed. Dismayed. Persecuted. Laughed at. Mocked with. Put to jail, and then the 39 stripes of the Jews several times. By faith. For faith overcomes the world. May I personally say something? When the Lord called me and I had to surrender, I called me young. But when I for the first time had to surrender to go these ways, he won the battle. And that moment he brought me to the north of the Netherlands to work in a congregation that didn't know the truth. But when I entered into Rhodes Hall, I tell you this, as a personal witness, God said to me, today I have appointed you here. And I wasn't. They had never preached, they didn't know them. But when I had the first time preached there of the prodigal, I went home and I said, Mom, pack your trunk. Sell what you need to sell, we are going there. And God did it by faith. He had said it. He can only be happy, be pleased by faith in Christ in your life. My dear friend, do you want to please God? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and by His Spirit He will guide you against your own will sometimes. Make you willing to suffer, to be rejected, to be blamed, to be dishonored. Do you understand it? Or am I talking saints' language? Probably I do. But all God's children know what I'm saying. Through many tribulations, to the desert of this world, afflicted by enemies, murmured by your flesh, you will enter into the gates of glory. For your flesh is even against these ways. 40 years, says the Lord, you have murmured against me. Only Caleb and Joshua, the dog and the Savior, are both coming in the new canon. Cobra has said, I am the dog, and Christ is my Savior. And we are both coming in canon. Congregation, I turn again back. Why has God created us? To be perfect at first. Obedient to His law. And He gave it for His people, who got to believe, revealed in the moment over the twinkling of an eye. But then continue by faith, walking. Not by your own insight and knowledge. It's sometimes more against your knowledge and insight. Faith is always opposite here. It rests in Him who says, I'll finish your course. I will lead you through the desert of this world, eating the manna, drinking the Holy Spirit, the water of the flower, of the flow. Manna and water is the Spirit. Following you, grace and mercy, bringing you. To everyone that believes, from faith to grace, and the just shall live by faith. In the original language, in Hebrew, it says in Hosea, it says, live by my faith. The Septuaginta says, live by his faith. And Luther made it by faith alone. Nothing of me, all of him. My faith, his faithfulness, faith alone. Trust, then shall live eternally, that you might live unto God from faith to faith, walking as a sinner with a gracious Savior, the Good Shepherd, who leads you home. More I don't need, more I don't wish, although my flesh is many times opposed to it. But He is stronger than me. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen, let's end. Lord, catechism classes will start. Young people will be there, and I hope they might have questions to the elders, and bless them. Bless also the Sunday school. There might be some questions out of the sermon. And I, Lord, that Thou would reveal Thyself to the congregation, to sinners who don't know. Thank you. can't please thee anymore. They're under the wrath and they've tried. Selfishness. Thought that they were doing good. But self-righteousness needs even to be made sin. Filthy rags. Only thee, O Lord Jesus. All of thee. All in thee. All with thee. Give us that grace. To know him. The power of his resurrection to walk. By a raised Savior. The King of Kings. And the Prince of the Kings of the Earth. Rulers. Please, by grace alone. For Jesus' sake we pray. Amen. Let's sing lastly 432, the third stanza, 432. The fourth stanza. Let all accord honor to the Lord at his footstool bow. Seek his favor now, worship and acclaim his exalted name, all ye high and lowly. God alone is holy. The fourth of 432. That you may go home in peace. receiving the blessings of the living God, the love of God the Father, the grace of Jesus Christ in the communion with the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.